This is Sheila Hamill and Andrew Ridgwick with New Day Dawning. Welcome to the programme and thank you for joining us here on Radio Stitch for Hospitals.
I'm getting ready for a new day dawning. I'm getting ready for a brand new morning. Packing my bags for a heavenly journey. I can't wait to be there. No, I can't wait to be there.
Good morning, everyone. I do hope you had a good Christmas break and that you feel re-energised and ready to embrace all that 2020 brings. If, however, the coming year fills you with some dread for some reason, then just for this moment, relax and be open to the possibility of God's peace filling every part of your being as you listen to our songs and readings. Our theme today is baptism, particularly the baptism of Jesus. Now, how is that relevant to a new year, you might ask? Well, I would reply that baptism has everything to do with putting behind what is past and looking towards new life, a new day dawning, which, incidentally, is the title of this programme. I'll tell you what, let's listen to that song which gave me the title when I began recording just before Easter 2015. David Jordan singing New Day Dawning.
Free of my cuts, not gonna break it down, shake it, make it funky down. Your body, all the bass and the drums and the roar, roar, roar. We're right on time, you darling. Fine if you lost your senses, you have mine. And lose yourself from the time you were awake to the evening time, till the sunshine breaks.
That song reminds us of the first part of the baptism process. It's time to put away the works of darkness, those things of the past that we deeply regret, to confess all before God and seek His forgiveness in all humility. Two very devout men stood next to each other to pray as they met in a place of worship. The first one knelt down and cried out to God, "O Lord, I am nothing but dust, and to dust I shall return." The second man followed suit, crying even louder, "O Lord, I am nothing but dust, and to dust I shall return." Just then an old man, the caretaker, actually came hobbling to where the other two were kneeling. This man was very humble. He did the most menial tasks in this place of worship, jobs no one else wanted to do, and this was his prayer. "O Lord, I am nothing but dust, and to dust I shall return." Having said these words, he got up in tears and left. The first man turned to the second with a look of indignation on his face, and he said to his friend, "Look who thinks he's dust." The next song says, "You call us to you, and you take our lives while you're turning us inside out." Here's Margaret Scott from the Best of United Folk.
You came for hurting people with hurting lives, smiles on faces and pain inside. You call us to you and take our lives, then you give them back inside us. You warned it wasn't easy, it never is. Dreams get damaged, our strength gives. We call to you and claim your promises, 'cause you're turning us inside out. Are you melting us into something good? Are you molding us to be the way we should? Will our water run clear when we lay down the wood? Do we need to be inside out? You came for hurting people with hurting lives, smiles on faces. You call us to you and take our lives, then you give them back inside us.
Over Christmas, we heard all about how Jesus the Messiah, the Son of God, came into the world as a child to save and redeem it. And in our reading today from Matthew 3, we're going to hear how he first began his ministry when he came to the River Jordan to be baptized by John. Beginning to read at verse 13, the baptism of Jesus. Then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to be baptized by John. But John tried to deter him, saying, I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me? Jesus replied, Let it be so now. It is proper for us to do this to fulfill all righteousness. Then John consented. As soon as Jesus was baptized, he went up out of the water. At that moment, heaven was opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, This is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased. Let's listen to Alison Krauss singing, Down to the River to Pray.
As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the starry crown, good Lord, show me the way. Oh, sisters, let's go down, come on down. Oh, sisters, let's go down, down in the river to pray. As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the robe and crown, good Lord, show me the way. Oh, brothers, let's go down, come on down. Come on, brothers, let's go down, down in the river to pray. As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the starry crown, good Lord, show me the way. Let's go down, come on down. Oh, fathers, let's go down, down in the river to pray. As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the robe and crown, good Lord, show me the way. Oh, mothers, let's go down, come on down, don't you wanna go down? Come on, mothers, let's go down, down in the river to pray. As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the starry crown, good Lord, show me the way. Sinners, let's go down, come on down. Oh, sinners, let's go down, down in the river to pray.
That song featured in the film O Brother, Where Art Thou? As this song plays, you see people being drawn like a magnet to a river where a pastor is baptizing those who choose to enter the water. And one of three escaped convicts, desperate to be part of it all, races them there and jumps the queue for blessing and cleansing. He comes out from the water telling his friends that all of his sins have been washed away, including the time that he knocked someone down. His friends then remind him that he did deny doing that. So he replied, Well, I was lying, but the preacher says even that sin's been washed away too. Neither God nor man has anything on me now. So come on in, boys, the water is beautiful. Those who actually experience baptism testify to a feeling of being cleansed and set free, with a renewed sense of real purpose in life. Several members of our church said so when they were baptized in the cold North Sea at Holy Island last July. The sun actually came out from a dull, cloudy sky at the exact moment they were baptized. It was glorious. Our next song, The River, by Brian Dirksen, reflects the longing and the desire to meet with Jesus there in the waters. It says this, Lord, I need to meet you there. Precious Jesus, I am ready to surrender every care. Take my hand now. Lead me closer. Lord, I need to meet you there.
To the river I am going, bringing sins I cannot bear. Come and cleanse me. Come forgive me. Lord, I need to meet you there. Waters, healing mercy flows with freedom from despair. I am going to that river. Lord, I need to meet you there. Precious Jesus, I am ready to surrender every care. Take my hand now, lead me closer. Lord, I need to meet you there.
Still today, a countless number of people seek baptism. I once attended the baptism of a couple who had fled their own country because they'd become Christians, and they would have been arrested, perhaps killed, had they remained there. What they desired more than anything else was to be baptized, and their baptism at a local church with full immersion was very moving. To be there and hear their testimonies and see them emerging from the immersion tank was just pure joy. It was emotional, to say the least. Perhaps we've lost the full impact of the joy of adult baptism in our churches today because of the church's practice of baptizing babies. But that's not to say it's wrong to do this, because in the New Testament, a jailer and his whole family are baptized, so presumably children were among them. But it is done in the hope that the children will be brought up in the faith. Sadly, many parents want only the ceremony and not the faith practice and commitment that should follow. Baptism is about identifying ourselves with Jesus Christ and putting into practice all that he taught and being filled with his Spirit so that he is made alive through us to continue his work in the world. Let's listen to a second song by Brian Dirksen, and this one is called Purify My Heart, and it's sung by Hillsong.
Purify my heart, let me be as gold and precious silver. Purify my heart, let me be as gold one desire is to be holy, set apart for you, Lord. I choose to be holy, set apart for you, my Master, ready to do your me from within and make me holy, purify my heart, cleanse me from my sin deep within, refiner's fire, my heart's one desire is to be holy.
Baptism is also about belonging, being in fellowship with others, and it's about service. When my son first became a firefighter, he heard the alarm go off and he eagerly flung himself down the pole on his first day, excited to be on the job at last, only to be soaked with buckets of water thrown at him by the crew waiting below. It was his initiation into service. He didn't mind, because now he had become one of them. He belonged and would serve alongside the others. If he had just remained upstairs and refused to come down the pole, he couldn't really have called himself a true firefighter, could he? No, he was called to go out into the world and serve others. I love this next song, great favourite of mine, sung here by Michael John Talbot, and it's called Here I Am, Lord.
I, the Lord of sea and sky, I have heard my people cry, all who dwell in dark and sin, my hand will save. I who made the stars of night, I will make their darkness bright. Who will bear my light to them? Whom shall I send? Here I am, Lord.
So in that reading we heard from Matthew's Gospel, we're faced with an interesting question. That is, if, as we believe, Jesus was without sin himself, why then did he come to be baptized by John in the River Jordan? First, we need to understand that when sacrificial lambs were killed in the temple at Jerusalem, only perfect creatures could be offered. Animals without blemish, animals with no broken bones. Scripture stipulated this. Similarly, only the person without sin could be the sacrifice for the whole world, a perfect lamb. Jesus was without sin. He was destined to fulfill the role of what the Old Testament prophet Isaiah called the suffering servant, the lamb for the slaughter, one who would sacrifice his life for the sin of the world. Jesus, by entering into the river to be baptized by John, was entering our world of sin, and he was identifying himself with us. Bob and Debbie Gass, the writers of Word for Today, have this to say about the baptism of Jesus. They said, "The day when Jesus stepped into the Jordan River, he was stepping into the fullness of God's purpose for his life. Those waters were teeming with the sins of humankind. John had baptized multitudes of converts there, their sins figuratively passing from them into the sea of God's forgetfulness. So Jesus was, in effect, wading into sin, our sin. Then God spoke a word affirming Jesus at his baptism, saying, 'You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased.' His destiny was now in God's hands, and the direction of his walk of faith would lie in listening to his Father's instructions and in obeying him. His hour had come. God has a plan for our lives too. And if we feel somehow we are floundering at present, then all just might not be lost." In Jeremiah 29:11-14, he has this to say, "For I know the plans I have for you."
For I know the plans I have for you, to prosper and not harm you, to give hope and a future, thus says the Lord. Then you will call to me, and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you, and you will seek me and find me, when you seek me with all your heart, I will be found by you."
That song was from my album, If I Have Not Love. Jesus' past life in his hometown of Nazareth would now be put behind him. His ministry was now about to begin. Once we are baptized and confirmed in faith, it's really the same for us. The final verse of our last hymn reflects this. It says, "Past put behind us, for the future take us. Lord, for the years, receive our prayer today." This is Sheila Hamill and Andrew Ridgwick saying goodbye and thank you for joining us. Andrew?
Bye, everyone.
May the light of the glorious gospel of Christ shine in your hearts today and fill your lives with his joy and with his peace. And the blessing of God the Father, Son and Holy Spirit be with you and all those you love, now and always. Amen. So here is "Lord, for the Years" by Christ's Hospital Chapel Choir. Bye for now.
Thank you.